Missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gunet Ufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday between 6 and 8 p.m. Google et toi, Mafupi. How are you, man?
Oh, happy Friday, my place. So lovely to speak to you on a Friday morning.
Oh, man, it's lovely to speak to you as well. I never get to speak to anyone, so I'm very happy right now. my spirits are high. But on the business end of it, something's happening there by KZN that just made me sad. It's the Reserve Bank calling for KZN-based Itala to be liquidated. What's happening?
Oh man, this has probably been a long time coming, Mable, but maybe let's start with the history of Itala. Started back in 1958, it's really been established as a financial institution that has access to the township, but more so rural KZN, and has allowed individuals and institutions as a development finance institution to really help capacitate and facilitate growth within the province of KZN. So much so that it also began taking deposits from ordinary South Africans, from business owners, all with the primary objective of actually developing KwaZulu-Natal. The challenge here is that Itala has not been operating under a banking license. And over the years, what we've seen is that various authorities like the Financial Sector Conduct Authority and the Prudential Authority, which falls under the South African Reserve Bank, have been trying to shift the exemptions that it had applied to Itala to say, these exemptions are expiring, you do need to apply for a banking license. Despite that, the last time Itala reported a profit and its financial standing was in good hands was back in 2008, 2009, if I'm not mistaken, and has since failed to comply with the exemptions that the Prudential Authority has brought on board. To such an extent, last year in August, the FSCA, Financial Sector Conduct Authority, actually suspended their license, and now we have the extension of a deadline that has been missed by Itala executives. So much so that just last night, breaking news was that the Prudential Authority under the South African Reserve Bank had called for the provisional liquidation of Itala. Now, depositors have been told that their money is still safe. The SARB is doing what they can to protect it. So more than 250,000 KZN residents are being reassured that their capital will be safe. But big changes need to take place quickly. Itala essentially needs to find a sponsor, i.e. another bank, to actually facilitate the deposits, the management of its finances, and of course, the further growth and development of the organization. So how this will end will be very interesting, but does bring about a level of concern around the strength of this institution that has just disseminated over the last few years.
You know, Kuku, there's a saying, Guti, isn't was hamba nomnikazi wazo. And then Chief Mangosuthu Buthelezi is gone, Itala's going with him. That's what's happening.
Really concerning.
Really
definitely
concerning.
Especially because the bank is essentially technically and legally insolvent. So there isn't any money. So it does raise some concerns just in terms of sustainability and how to build businesses that really do last.
Okay. I also hear that Amazon is opening a walk-in store in Cape Town.
I found this one quite interesting, but I think it makes sense in terms of them trying to develop a closer relationship with the customers in the South African base. You'd be well aware that Amazon recently opened up in South Africa just over last year and has been really trying to penetrate the market in competing in the e-commerce space with the likes of Takealot and a few other disruptors that have come into South Africa. Now, from what they do highlight, there has been a slight growth and optimism within the products that they sell, but also their customer base. But more than 60% of the sales at Amazon stores actually happen from independent sellers. So it's a twofold agreement that they're trying to establish here. By having not only their head office but a walk-in store, they're trying to make it easy for you and I as customers who buy from the platform to then have a touch point to actually return or have conversations about the goods that we buy, but also for retailers, people who actually want to sell on the platform, to contact them directly and also have an opportunity to expand. So much like you said, there is money in South Africa. There's also money to be made in South Africa. It's just about businesses trying to forge the right path.
When are we getting the drones, Google? When are we getting the drones? I'm excited about the drones.
I'm excited about it too, but there's so many regulations that we'd have to go through, especially from a residential point of view. As far as I'm aware, it's actually not legal to fly a drone within a residential area. So those are just some of the hurdles that Amazon would have to get through from a South African regulation point.
Yeah, another hurdle is the crime in this country. Bazobamba inkunzi ama drone. What's happening with the markets?
Well, the markets will open up from 83,658 points today. Currency-wise, we're not doing too badly, at least on the right side of 19. Against the dollar, we're at 18.80. To the British pound, we're at 22.97. And against the euro, we're trading at 19.35.
All right, she brings you Kaya Biz between Monday and Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Google it on 4 p.m.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.